USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The president is planning on visiting El Paso and Dayton in the wake of two mass shootings in both cities. Some people want him to come give comfort, but others want him to cancel because of the rhetoric he's used in the past while discussing immigrants. Protests are already beginning in Dayton.
Do something! Do something!
Congresswoman Veronica Escobar of El Paso tweets that she's declined to meet with the president. Meanwhile, they're learning more about the gunman who opened fire outside a bar in Dayton. Investigators say Connor Betts, who killed 9 people before being killed by police, expressed an interest in committing a mass shooting. FBI Special Agent in Charge Todd Wickerham revealed another interest.
We have uncovered evidence throughout the course of our investigation that the shooter was exploring violent ideologies.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy, I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good, so I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised. Because my wound, like, closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Investigators say the gunman in Dayton had a fascination with violence and also mass shootings. FBI Special Agent in Charge Todd Wickerham says his agents and Dayton police are looking at 3 specific areas.
What, if any, ideology influenced the attacker to conduct this attack? Who, if anyone, helped him or had any advance knowledge of his intentions to conduct this attack? And why he committed this specific act of violence.
Meanwhile, a grief center opened in El Paso, Texas, where 22 people were killed in the Walmart shooting on Saturday. Most of the people in El Paso that were shot or injured had Hispanic surnames. Wall Street has rallied after starting the trading week off with a steep sell-off. Investment banks have now been telling their customers to be prepared for a prolonged trade war. The Dow closed 312 points. The S&P gained 37, and the NASDAQ up 107 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A key U.S. senator weighs in on the president's strategy in Afghanistan. USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Reports are the Trump administration's getting ready to withdraw thousands of U.S. troops from Afghanistan as it's reached an initial deal with the Taliban. Republican South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham says he's hoping the administration won't go too far with this move.
Every commander I've talked to, the intelligence community says that Al-Qaeda and ISIS are reemerging in Afghanistan, that if we withdraw all of our forces, they can hit us in the region and here at home. This is exactly what they told President Obama. It is not right to leave.
Graham was speaking on Fox News. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Gas prices are down again, USA's John Clements reports.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us, under these circumstances, some states like Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama may fall below the $2 per gallon mark. Meanwhile, the national average is down again.
The national average declining 2.5 cents in the last week and currently stands at $2.70 per gallon.
Motors in some other states are taking a hit with the highest prices.
California continues to lead with the highest average at $3.65, followed by Hawaii at $3.62 and Washington State at $3.26.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.